human need is the need for significance. Everybody wants to be significant. The only question is, how do you meet it? Not want, excuse me. Everyone needs to be significant. Another word for significant is everyone needs to feel like they're special. It's a need. Everyone needs to feel like their life has some kind of meaning. Everyone needs that. Everyone needs to feel like they're needed or that they're important. And every one of you in this room have found ways to do this. The only question is, are you at a 2 where you don't feel very important, or are you at a 10? But you have some of it or you wouldn't be able to survive. Now, how do you do it? Well, you can be significant by dominating everybody else, a male trait that now some females have adopted, right? Some people, yes, male because testosterone pushes the body to do that. A woman's normal basic emotional makeup or biochemical makeup does not do that. But people have been trained by the culture to do certain things. Some people try and get significance by being a victim. I have a bigger problem than anyone else. Look how big my problem is. I have this big, huge problem. It's not my fault. This allows them to be certain, so they never have to admit that they aren't doing anything. That gives them immense variety of things they can talk about their significant problem. Right? So they drag it with them everywhere and show it to everyone and go, see how big my problem is? See how big it is? My problem is bigger than your problem. And then they argue about whose problem is bigger. Right? Now, another way you can get significance is have a child. For most of us, having a child is the most significant moments of our life, because it's the day you realize there's something more important than you and that you have its care. It's an amazing day for most of us. Some people get significance by making more money than anyone else. Some people do it by the way they dress. Some people do it by how many earrings they get. Right? In what orifices? Right? You think you got earrings? Hey, I'll show you my earring. No, that's okay. I think I'll just pass on that, right? Right? Everybody has got a different way to be significant. Some people do it by learning more languages. Some people do it by having more PhDs. Some people do it by trying to give more than anybody else so they feel like they're really special. Some people do it by being more humble than anyone else. Their humility makes them significant. You follow me? Right? So we all find a way. The only question is it a way that empowers you or disempowers you? Empowers others, disempowers ours, or is it neutral? But you're finding a way. And do you feel significant at a 2 or at a 10? Because part of what I want you to leave here for is feeling each of these needs closer to the 8, 9, 10 range on a consistent basis, not the 2 to 5 range where you're really unfulfilled. Now, in order to be significant, you have to be unique, right? You have to be different. That's what unique is. The problem with that is when you're totally unique and different and you achieve it, I have so many Hollywood-type clients who their whole lives wanted to be special. Now they're stars and they're miserable. I mean it. They are miserable. And you know why they're miserable? They feel alone. They're totally unique now, and they feel like there's no one can relate to them. And in fact, what they always wanted was the fourth need, love.